Elko. Tonight's program is designed to create a genuine dialogue between our elders and youth to experience each other's stories of how it is and was to be the same age.
My name is Nikita Bakinaga. I grew up in Osage, Minnesota, and I'm now living in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.
I'm Bev Carlson, and I grew up over in the Strawberry Lake area, over Little Sugar Bush area. I live now.
When you were my age, what was the greatest joy or sadness of your childhood?
Oh, heavens. When I was a teenager or younger?
Teenager.
When I was a teenager, my mom was Catholic, so we went to the Catholic Church in White Earth when we could, because we didn't have a car sometimes, and sometimes we didn't have no money for gas to go. The one thing I wanted to be was a sister, because we had the sisters, the nuns, were teaching us. And that's what I thought I'd want to be. I thought that for a long time, till I was about 18. And my mom and dad went to dances. When I got old enough, they took me with, and I got to dancing. So my mom told me if I was going to be a sister, I wouldn't be able to dance. You know, go to dances like country, western, you know, and that. So that kind of changed my mind. And I started dating and stuff like that. When you were that age, how should I say that? I can't think. When you're a teenager now, right?
Yeah.
But an older one.
Yeah.
Right. So what do you want to be?
Well, trying to graduate high school. I am in MMA right now, so I want to grow up and be one of those fighters. I want to go to college and be a social worker or a masseuse. I have a big future ahead of me. I just want to finish it one by one.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Good luck to you with that.
Thank you.
Way back in our day, we didn't have that chance. We just said, we went to country school out there in Strawberry Sugar Bush area. But the schools were all separate when I first started. And a lady friend of ours, I stayed with her near the little school, and they called it the 16 Corners. And she walked me down the hill to school. They had first grade to sixth grade in that school then. And then later on, they had school buses, so they had a middle school. So we went to there, and that's at the next corner. It was called Unorganized Four. And from there, then that was the middle grades. And then I think there was some, maybe I'm wrong, there was another school down at the next corner, because the road was zigzag. Mm-hmm. And the next corner had the higher grades in. And I went to seventh grade there, up to seventh grade, and then we were changed to go to DL, Detroit Lakes Schools, then after that. So there was no more country school. But there's a lot of memories there. It was fun. It was hard in those days. The school buses, you know, they were just starting. So a lot of them, when I went to the first school, our parents had to get us there. And then later on, they got that third school or that last school, then they put the middle school in, and I think that's the way it went. So then we had three different schools. I went to all three. Then I got to seventh grade, then we went to DL first. So my high school was in Detroit Lakes then. And we were some of the first ones to go. It was interesting. You're going to Detroit Lake School now.
Yeah.
You have a lot more chances to do things to go on to. Do they work with you a lot?
I've only been here for like, I'd say 5 months now. And this school, it is hard. It's not as easy as going to Park Rabbits where I had, you know, everybody was helping me. But here it's like, I feel like it's prejudice. I'm not going to lie. It's like teachers will help other students and I will ask for help, but I don't get the help the other students do. And it's, I don't know, I'm just working really hard on that right now. And I've talked to people and nothing happens, but yeah.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard. When you were my age, who were your childhood role models?
Well, like I say, a sister was one. But I liked my teachers at each one. But when I first started school, I was so bashful, I would not talk to the teacher. And it was a good 6 weeks before I did. So the teacher would send me to, she would have me stay in at recess time. And then another student that was higher in the grade, they would work with me. Because I don't know why. I just would not talk to her. I was Mrs. Lidstrom. She's gone now, but she was a good teacher. I don't know why that was, why I got taught the shots. The one thing I remember is that it was kind of a big, scary thing to me, and that was when the county nurses came in, and they set up a table, and they did our childhood shots there. And it was kind of scary. I think everybody was scared of them. But that was when they gave us the big shots in the arm. And it was, they had like three or four nurses that came and one would help and then the other one gave them the shot and stuff. I think that was really scary for a lot of us kids. You know, it was kind of out of the ordinary daily things. So. I never forgot that. It's a fear you get when you're there by yourself. You feel like you're by yourself, but you're with all the other kids, but feel sorry for them. Some of them really had a hard time with it. Yeah, but it was scary way back then. I don't know how to say it. I think going to school away from home and your parents and everybody that you know you were accustomed to till you were old enough to go to school. Then you went where strangers were. But when you got to know the kids, then you felt better. It was a scary thing for me. How do you like school now then where you're at?
Well, it's fine. It's like I'm getting to the point where I'm graduating. It was a struggle. But it's turned out easy now. So, yeah, that's
good.
Yeah.
That is a nice thing to be able to do, is to graduate. I didn't get to go to my graduation with the high school kids. I went later because I was expecting, and they didn't allow me to go to school my last year. So then I went back and got my GED in 1985. I was pretty proud of that because it was something that got left that I couldn't do then when I needed to.
I'll be the second one to graduate in my family.
Oh, yep. That's nice.
My cousin, the one I lived with, graduated and headed off to college.
Great. That's great. I think any kind of education is the best thing, you know, because along the way with all my kids and stuff, I've picked up school and not really graduated, but I passed them all. And it was different things that I picked to do, which I just wanted to learn about it.
When you were my age, how were you expected to behave in front of adults?
Mannerly. If we could, we were country kids. Kind of wild, but yeah. They did teach us to be courteous in class and stuff to the others and to the teachers and that, I think a lot of them had a lot of little kids about the same age. It's hard when you got a bunch of little ones about the same age and stuff. It was fun, too. I have a lot of kids, too, in my family. I was born in a big family. I'm 13. I'm the eldest. I feel like I kind of grew up like a mom from the beginning because I had to help mom a lot with all them little ones. It wasn't easy. We had a car sometimes, and sometimes we didn't when we needed to go to the doctor and stuff. The weather was bad some years, and the winter weather, I should say, because I remember when I was young, my dad had to hitch up the horses and to go get some groceries. We had to go way over to Richwood, and we lived way over by the Strawberry Lake store then. Yeah, so we lived there almost all my teen years. What is your family like?
Well, I have one brother and one sister. I grew up in a strange world. My mother was never there for me. She tried to be, I understand that. She got mixed with alcohol and drugs. So I got taken away from her when I was at the age of 2. And I remember my brother being there for me the whole time. I don't remember seeing my sister, but, you know, it happens. And then when I got taken away, I was taken to social services. And I remember my cousin showed up and my grandpa. Mm-hmm. And I remember me and my brother were sitting there, and we had to pick who we wanted to live with. So I picked my grandma at first. Mm-hmm. But when I lived with her, she took me to visit my mom. My mom stole me, and so the cops were called, and we got put back to social services, and I had to go live with my cousin. So I lived with my cousin for about 14 years, and that's when I moved with my brother. My brother adopted me. So until I get my life on track, which it is, but a house and stuff, and when I turn 18, I'll be good to go. Honestly, I am very blessed to have my brother. I don't know, it's like I'm happy with him. I'm doing better. I've improved a lot. I've joined things I've wanted to. You know, it's just a great experience. And it's like a lot of responsibility, and you have to have a lot of trust and stuff like that. And I don't want to let my brother down and stuff. And I don't want to let my mom down.
That's tough sometimes.
Yeah.
I've seen it as along the way. I've seen it in the family and stuff too. Most of us we all had kind of a close. Back then, it was like mom and dad kept their kids, you know, and stuff. There wasn't so much social work stuff that I remember. As I was growing up, then it started getting familiar more and more. Most of the family stayed together then. It was like, I think the counties worked with them then when the kids were little so that they stayed together. They didn't have really no place to go other than home, you know. And the families, they kind of stayed in the same area, I guess you'd say. Till they got grown up, and then they moved out and stuff.
Yeah, I didn't have a father when I was little. I don't know who my father is.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother is like my father role model there.
Yeah.
And
that's nice to have someone so close to be there for your void.
When you were my age, what was dating like for you?
Kind of strict. The way I always felt that they figured you should be home till you're 16 anyway. And, of course, my place in my life, I was a mom, so I was, concerned about all the little ones under me. And I still am. With my family, I have 8 children of my own. And they're all around, kind of. But most of them are in Fargo area there. But back then, I had to watch them a lot because Mom was having kids, so I had to watch little ones when she wasn't there and stuff. So I had my hands full along the way, I think, a lot. And that helped me with my family then. It didn't seem so hard to handle a bunch of kids. It's tough when you got them all in school and you have to clothe them and stuff. I went to rummage sales and yard sales and all that. He never really got anything brand new unless it was maybe a main thing for, something special. Otherwise, it was hand-me-downs and stuff like that. But we made it. Back then, we had one year, I can tell you, when I grew up, our one Christmas, there must have been, I think we were all there then. And it was about, we must have had about 11 children then in the family. And we happened to get those hard measles. And it happened to be at Christmas time. Well, we had 2 weeks off of school. So most of us were sick all during that 2 weeks. We had one brother that stayed well until Christmas Day when we had, he got to have Christmas dinner. And then he got him after that. And it was the hard measles. It lasted a good week that we were terribly sick. We had to have all the windows closed because the measles attacked your eyes. They could. So we kept it dark in the room. That was hard. Sometimes I think maybe that's why my eyes are bugging me now, is because I had to take a peek out that window one day when I was sick. And you know how it is. We're all curious to try things and stuff. So that was a quite experience, a long 2 weeks. Then we were all ready to go back to school again when it was time to go to school. That was the hardest, I think, that we had to go through with all the kids. What is dating like these days for you?
I do have a boyfriend at the moment, and we just started dating. With right now, it's not really strict that much. Like, we can hang out, we go to school together, we have lunch sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's smooth, but when I lived with my cousin, it was different. It was, I had to be home at a certain time. She had to know where I was going, who I was with, what I was doing. Mm-hmm. You know, just that protective type. Mm-hmm. And now we're at the point I'm going to be an adult, so I need to learn and know what I'm doing and know from right and wrong.
That's the main thing, is knowing right and wrong, and feel that if you want to be good all your life, you just stay with that. Because that's like me, I wanted to be a sister. You know, sisters, I wouldn't have been free, is what I felt. And when I decided that, see, when we went to dances, my dad was a really kicked up his heels and stuff, you know, person. And he taught me and my sister, the two oldest, how to do that. Dance like he did, because Mom couldn't keep up with him anymore. And so then the dancing was good exercise, I thought, you know, and I still do. It's the best thing you can do. It is, if you learn to dance, just a waltz or anything, it's just like doing exercises, you know. You feel good when you get done. When you go out and have a good time, enjoy yourself and stuff, you feel so much better. And I think that helps you to get rid of the bad and you want to be good, you know?
Well, when my grandma and grandpa were around a young age, my grandpa would sing some Johnny Cash. My grandma would dance, and then she'd sing, and he'd play the guitar, and then their kids would come and sing. And I just love it when they tell me those stories.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, yeah. That's the fun part of it. Because there's a lot of families that don't even have the closeness that you get from those gatherings. Nowadays, we have all our families get together and we have family reunion every summer. We try to pick a time and we send out letters in the beginning of the year and let them know where we think we'll have this. And we work on auction to pay for the meat and the main stuff. And then everybody brings a plate or a bowl of something. And it's good to get together like that, because then that's where you hear the stories too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before my grandpa passed away, we used to have family reunions and we'd eat on holidays and everything. And then after he passed away, it was different. It was nobody was close as we used to be. And then after that, my cousin passed away, and it got more separate. But I realized, like, after my MMA fight, I asked a lot of my family to show up, and I didn't think it was going to happen. But the whole family showed up. We all didn't talk to each other, but I was glad to see them there. And yeah, it was just great. It was a great time.
And that helps you to know who you are. That's my goal, I guess, for my kids, because my kids are kind of going a different direction. Some are in Fargo and some are down here, and we don't try to get together, but they're all working. Some work days and some work nights, and they can't go to the family functions anymore. It's really hard to get them together. I like to get all together, just like we're having our own personal powwow.
Yeah, it's very hard to get your family together. I'm always thinking of ways to get them together, like with that fighting experience that brought us together, so this graduating will really bring us together. Now I'm just trying to find more ways. I just wish our family was closer like it used to be. When you were my age, when have you been most satisfied in your life?
I think maybe when we've got our first house, with my family, my own family. When we first left here, I had three little children, and we got an apartment in Fargo because my husband built houses. And so we moved up there to the apartment, and then we'd come down every weekend and help the folks. My husband's folks live where we live now, or lived there, I should say. We built a new house there since when we got it back, or, you know, when they passed away then. And we bought it back from the other kids. And so that's home to us now. And that's by Little Sugar Bush, just up the hill from Little Sugar Bush Lake. And I grew up over by closer to Strawberry Lake area. That was my home place. And I think that's my husband's boss got to build 4 or 5 low-income homes. And so then we got the last one, and we moved to West Fargo then. And so we lived there for a good 15 years, I believe. And then we'd come down every weekend and help. My husband's folks were much older than mine. We helped him because they cut wood for heat. And then she had cows, and we helped him do the hay and stuff in the summer and that stuff. So that was kind of fun because my kids seen city life and country life. They thank us for that because they wouldn't have, we would have moved away and stayed. And so sometimes it was hard because we couldn't afford the gas to go down every weekend and stuff, but we stayed home then we'd come the next time. So that's what we did over the years. It helped the folks out. And my mom and dad had kids under me home there, so they helped them with the chores and all that stuff too as they grew up. So it was kind of nice to be able to go over and visit in the evening when we got all the chores done and stuff.
Yeah.
Or go dancing or something. Do you participate in any traditional activities?
Well, my brother has a drum group, Smoky Hill. And they, at the Dubois place, they go and drum and stuff.
Yeah?
So we go over there. I want to get dancing this summer, so I'm going to get a jingle dress made for me and going to get out there and dance. I was in the Native American Quiz Bowl. That was like where you went around and you learned about your culture and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did do beadworking. I did a little bit of it, and then I got busy. And our old school Park Rabbits, they never really had anything about our culture and stuff, so we couldn't really learn more and stuff like that. I've only been to that one powwow in Pine Point, so now that I live with my brother, I'll be able to travel more. So I've learned a lot, though, since I've been living with my brother more.
I betcha.
Yeah.
Along the way, when I've been going to some of the classes I took up in the Manoman School, Indian School there, or what do you call it, college. Anyway, I took the class of making the dresses. I didn't get mine done, but I started it, and of course I'm so busy at home I didn't get to finish it. I made it for my granddaughter. She came down from Fargo, and she went to school there, and she was teaching the Tiny Tots. Then her health went down the drain, kind of, so she's got MS now, and it's not going very well. She was in remission, but now it's out of remission again, and she's kind of going downhill. But she's one of my older granddaughters. The kids just loved her, and she She got the job of taking childcare there. And so they would bring the kids. When they worked, they bring the kids there and leave them for the day. And she was the leader there or whatever, took care of. The kids just loved her. She's really, it's sad to see her going down the drain because she had so much love for them little ones. Anyway, I really liked the college up there. Then it was really interesting because they taught us to do, they had different groups, basket making and with birch bark and all that stuff too.
What kind of responsibilities did you have?
Way back then?
Yeah.
Well, it was mostly kitchen stuff, helping mom with the housework and stuff. And that, I learned to do a lot of cooking. When she wasn't there, I picked it up. You know, I filled in. My sister behind me, she liked to do outside stuff, so she'd go cut wood and stuff with my brother. And then the other little kids would be around. But when I got old enough to start dating and stuff, then I shouldn't say that. I got married early. I was 18 when I got married. So then the kids had to carry on without me. I think it was harder for them, you know, because they were used to me being there and guiding them and trying to keep them all in line and busy with something, you know, like mom did. But, oh gosh, I don't know. It was a lot of things. I look back at it now and it just seems impossible to do such a thing, but we did it. What do you want adults to know about kids your age that you haven't been able to tell them?
We want to see how it is to be an adult. We want to learn those ways, and we want the adults to teach us. We want more freedom. We don't understand the way we get treated with all these responsibilities and all of this being very protective, that because we're teenagers, we don't understand. We want to just be free and do what we want. Mm-hmm. Until we get in that trouble situation, then we'll be like, yeah, we should have listened and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've learned it the hard way. I understand, and I tell people that always argue with their parents and stuff, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it's not respectful to do that. The feeling of growing up and knowing what you're doing and how to do stuff and knowing people are going to be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give a kid my age?
I would say, just do the things you want, but do them with trust that you're doing the right thing. It's a lot of trust that'll carry you through. Just be good.
This program has been funded by the Legacy, Art, Culture, and Heritage Fund of Minnesota.